This thing on statutory disclaimer and opening statement. The Zomalu Destroyer Show is for iguanas only. Tail whip and claw your pet humans until they leave the room before listening. Because this show is not intended for lesser sorts of creatures like humans, gibbons, mice, moose, muskrats, any other mammals, albatrosses, or ravens, any other birds, frogs, fish, snakes, worms, or geckos. Mrs. Churchman likes to claim that God doesn't make mistakes, but I think we all know he does. Loads of mistakes. Every single gecko alive today is living proof of God's alcohol-induced fuck-ups. But he can still turn it around. He can go to AA, start exterminating his mistakes. There's still hope for a gecko-free future. Are they all gone now? All right, then we can begin. Howdy, you're listening to the Zomo the Destroyer Show, a podcast by an iguana for iguanas, talking about important iguana stuff and issues. I am your host, Zomo the Luminous. You're supposed to know me from the comic I used to appear in, Zomo the Destroyer. If not, I ain't even talking to you. You can catch yourselves up at ZomoTheDestroyer.com. So, this week, iguana's furious with technical support monkey. It all started when she was blathering about some band she likes reuniting and playing some stupid festival she wanted to get tickets to and go on a road trip. Yeah. I was mostly just going, until she said the magic word, California. The festival is in California. Well, geez, monkey, why didn't you say so? Take me with you. I can't take you with me to the festival, Zomo. You can't just take animals across the border like that. You have to get vet papers and stuff. It only makes sense if you're moving down there. Yeah, well, iguana does want to move down there. Can't you just forge the vet signature for me? You wouldn't want to go to Coachella, Zomo. It's too loud and crowded. There's like thousands of people who go there. Someone might step on you. Yeah, I don't want to go to Coachella. Take me to Los Angeles. Screw Coachella. Well, I'm not going to L.A., Zomo. I'm going to Coachella. Well, then change your plans, monkey. No, Guns N' Roses is playing Coachella. That's the whole reason I want to go there. Stupid chimp and her stupid music crap. Well, listen. You take me to Los Angeles, and then you can go to stupid Coachella with all the monkey music fans. Well, she just blathered on and on about stupid band crap. I gather she has the hots for one of the band dudes, I don't know. So I say, okay, chimp, here's a compromise. You go to Coachella this time alone. You get backstage and you tart it up with the music monkey dudes. You con one of them into marrying you, and then when you move down to live in his mansion in Los Angeles, that's when you take Iggy with you. Sounds fair? Zomo! Okay. Now, which is the tallest dude monkey in the band? Pick him. Duff McKagan's married, Zomo. Okay, so first you get rid of Mrs. McKagan. No! Besides, he's not my type. Chimp, he lives in California and he's tall. What more do you want? Well, actually, Zomo, he lives in Seattle. Seattle? The rainy shithole Seattle? America's version of stupid Vancouver Seattle? Yes. He lives there willingly? Yes. Okay, screw that. No one in their right mind chooses to live in Seattle or Vancouver, so forget him. What's the second tallest chimp in the band? I think that's Izzy. Izzy. He's not the one with the house full of snakes, right? No, that's Slash. Izzy has a dog, I think. Good. Good. Iggy hates snakes. Not crazy about mutts either, but yeah. You know what? Note to self, buy dog poison. Anyways, does this dude live in Los Angeles? I guess so, or somewhere around there, like Malibu, something like that. Yeah, good enough. Okay, so you marry the chimp who lives in Los Angeles, Malibu, wherever. You move into his mansion, you forge the vet signature on the papers, and you move Iggy down to Los Angeles that way. Zamo, I don't want to marry Izzy. Shut up, chimp. Now, the way that you're going to accomplish this is you're going to go to Coachella, you're going to put on a pair of short shorts and some sort of, you know, when I say short shorts, I mean the kind where your butt cheeks hang out the bottom. And then you put on some sort of leopard print hoe bag bra from Victoria's Secret in the mall, you know, so your mammal bits are all squished right up front and center because dude monkeys like that stuff. I don't know why, it's gross, but anyways, they like it. And then you put on every single item of makeup from all of Sephora on your face. No, actually, not Sephora, CoverGirl, because we really want to go for that easy lay look, you know, that way he knows you're available. And that's what the CoverGirl corporate motto says. I've seen it on the ads. Easy, breezy, beautiful cover whore. So you use cover whore makeup, you know, to get the right message across to what's-his-face, the second tallest dude in the band, that you're easy. And then you borrow Georgie's pole dancing hooker heel shoes, the clear ones, because they're the skankiest. And remember, we want to make it obvious. And then you march up to this dude monkey, you bend over and you rub your ass in his face as per the mating customs of your species. And you also, you give him the mating call of your species, which I believe is, me love you long time, sucky sucky $10. I'm pretty sure that's the correct mating call for your species. And then you slip some roofies in his Jack and Coke, okay? And then you stuff him in the trunk of your car. You drive him from Coachella to Las Vegas. Once you're in Las Vegas, you prop him up in the passenger seat, and then you go through one of them drive-through wedding chapels, and you get yourself married to him by Elvis, you know, before the roofies wear off. You may have to do a little ventriloquism on your part, you know, when it comes to the I do. So when the guy, when Elvis asks him if he agrees to be stuck with you for life, you say, I do. And I'm not drunk and I totally consent to this. You know, that if dude monkeys passed out during the vows, that's how you convince Elvis that it's all on the up, up and up. And then you're Mrs. Music Monkey and you're all good to go to get your green card, move to Los Angeles and bring Iggy with you. Okay? The technical support monkey was giving me this weird dismayed look. Well, whatever. I don't care what she wants. So I continue. Also, don't forget, you know, before the roofies, when you're still trying to get his attention, actually do it when you're putting the roofies in his drink because they'll distract him. You tell him his guitar is looking particularly shiny today. You know, that'll show him that you care about his chosen profession. Also, make sure you get knocked up. Not that Iguana wants any little versions of you and what's-his-face running around Iguana's new giant mansion in Los Angeles, but apparently the kid thing kind of important in terms of husband entrapment. So don't you go letting him flush any rubbers down the toilet. If he tries that, you smack him, and then you fish the rubbers out of the toilet. You get him out of there and you do whatever you gotta do to spawn a disgusting little monkey baby. Besides, look at this way. You don't actually have to interact with it once you pop it out. That's what Guatemalan nannies are for, and those are a dime a dozen down in California. The technical support monkey's giving me this dirty look, and then she says, screw you, Zamo. I am not kidnapping and drugging anyone just so you can move to Los Angeles. I'm not getting pregnant either. Whose side are you on here, chimp? I'm on the side of not getting arrested. Didn't they ever teach you the importance of teamwork when you were in monkey school, chimp? And ain't we a team? We're not a team, and I don't care. There's no I in team, chimp. Weren't you telling me to hit on my guitar teacher instead last month? Well, look, Iggy doesn't really care who you marry, so long as he moves you down to Los Angeles and then you take me with you to Los Angeles. But anyways, Iggy's been giving you advice about that dude for a year and a half, and you still ain't got a ring on your finger yet, apparently because you keep refusing to follow Iggy's advice. That's because your advice is horrible. How would you know? You ain't tried it. Well, I ain't trying it because it's horrible advice. Well, chimp, you won't know until you try it. Anyways, Fine. So you don't want to marry What's-His-Face, the second tallest dude in that dumb Coachella band. Fine, whatever. Then you go to your next lesson, dressed exactly like Iggy told you to dress at Coachella, with your tits head right up in his face, and then you bend over and you stick your butt in that monkey, music monkey dude's face, and you'll see whether my advice is bad or not. And she's bitching and moaning, and I say, oh, by the way, I have the perfect opening line for you with the local music dude. You tell him, I'm learning to pole dance, and I want to practice some moves on your pole. That should work at least as well as Sucky Sucky $10, I'm pretty sure. Anyways, technical support monkey stalked off, swearing, I'm not going to help you move to Los Angeles, you little brat. You selfish bitch. Not going to help me. Why do I put up with these stupid chips? Anyways, I'm going to try and find out when she's leaving for this stupid music festival. I'm going to stow away and go despite her refusal to help. We'll see. Anyways. Yeah, so, point is, got some big plans for the future. But, you know, planning, very tiring work. Making Iggy tired. I got to have a nap and plan some logistics. I'll find out just how close this Coachella thing is to Los Angeles. And pretty sure she probably has to drive through Los Angeles to get it. So, you know, if it's a road trip, I just hop out at the right spot. Anyway, so that's it for this week's show. Don't forget to subscribe on iTunes. Just search for Zama the Destroyer. And as I always say, if your pet monkey snoops your iTunes, beat them severely. Tell them to marry the dude from the band that has the house full of snakes. There's got to be something wrong with him. I mean, you know, I've had 474 of my cousins eaten by snakes, and there's no need of it. I mean, they're as bad, actually, they're worse than geckos. Geckos are annoying, but they don't eat iguanas. Snakes, though, yeah, we got to exterminate the snakes, too. Anyways, point is, if your monkey snoops your iTunes, punish them severely, and then you go to my website, ZamaTheDestroyer.com. You can grab individual episodes there, stream it, whatever. So, talk at you, Iggs, next week. Bye.